Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a buddy and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of my choice today. My good buddy, it's Cameron James, everyone. Yay.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You've done it before. What did we do last time? I forgot what we talked about.
Jackass stunts, I think.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Top 5 Jackass stunts, which, by the way, you've seen Jackass Forever, obviously.
Yes, I texted you the night I went. I went along with Ben Vanell and Tommy Dasilo. And Gray, who works at Token, and we sat there and everyone in the theater was about our age and we were like, this is so great. We loved all of it. Because afterwards we were talking about when we watched the first one. I remember watching in Launceston and just like as soon as you walked out, dudes are just trying to jump down the entire flight of stairs at the cinema and just like tip the like bins over and put popcorn in their head. This time everyone's like going, oh, that was so much fun. That was cool.
I know.
It's good to hang out, guys. It's I love you boys. Oh, it's nice.
I know. I went with a group of guys as well and we went out of the cinema into the food court at the Westfield and just sat at a table and talked about like existential stuff. Yeah. It's like, man, yeah, it makes you think, doesn't it? Because, you know, these guys, we've seen them age over time. And
it's so great. Like, leading up, I was so excited. I was reading all the interviews they were doing. And it's so fun to read, like, people from The New Yorker kind of write about it in a really kind of like, almost like they're writing a thesis on it. And it's like, it's all about toxic masculinity, but also male love and male friendship. And it's like, and I read this one by a feminist writer who was like saying, this is perfect because it's like, it's belittling those kind of alpha males. It's embarrassing. It's shaming them. But it's also done by the same people who it's like, it's, and it was just really going, oh, this is so good. I love it.
The amount of intellectualizing that this series has copped, I can't actually believe it, really, because
especially for a movie that's got so many dicks in it.
So many dicks, and like, you know, I mean, from you know, people who watched it probably from day one, we never thought about this at the time. We just thought this was a dumb, funny show.
Yeah,
and it had people trying to light their farts on it and stuff. And then now, 20 odd years later, it's being screened in like museums, like the Museum of Modern Art and stuff like that.
Well, to get into it, I went back and watched the first three.
Yeah, so did I. Actually.
And I realized that the first one's great. The first one is just pure, like, excited love. They're making a movie. They're with their mates. It's great.
Yeah.
The second one, I think, is the worst of all of them because
really?
It's the, you can tell it's the booze and partying. And knowing what I know now, I'm like going, this was the beginning of the end for some of them. And the third one, there was enough time passed. It was like, oh, this is super funny again in terms
third
of like...
third one is fucking amazing.
Yeah, they've come out of it. Steve-O's now sober.
Yeah.
Bam seems to be doing okay, and now he's not, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we're not talking about that today, Cameron. That was last time.
We're not talking about Jack. Although I could talk about Jackass for another hour, but we probably shouldn't.
Look, if you've been around me at a pub... This year, there's two things I've brought up every time: the Jackass films or the Beatles documentary.
I've brought both those.
I can't get past them. It's just like, all right, we're nothing to talk about.
Yeah,
so you're talking about COVID. Hey, have you watched the Beatles documentary? How cool is George Harrison? Like,
I've been in a like a writer's room of on a show this week, and I've already had all these Jackass conversations because everyone that I knew saw it when it came out, but. There was a comedian in the room today who only saw it yesterday.
Oh.
And I had the whole fucking conversation again. And I was happy to have it.
Yeah.
And she came in and she was like, I saw Jackass last night. And I just like dropped everything, turned my phone over and sat down and went, let's go. Let's do it. Let's
give him my number. I'm happy to talk.
Oh. Yeah. Where do you want to start? I'm happy to start with anyone. Let's talk about Johnny's hair. Let's start there.
Such a handsome man. All right. Yeah, what we're doing now, we're not talking about that. We're talking about our top five people who share our first name.
Yeah.
Cameron, do you like your name? Do you like Cameron as a name?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I think I never really cared for it too much when I was younger, but the older I get, I kind of like how it looks written down.
Yeah.
And I like that it's Scottish as well, because I like white people. No, I've kind of started to get into Scottish shit over the last few years, and it's a very Scottish name and a Scottish word. So
haggis, bagpipes, fat bastard, all the three.
All the great Scots. So I've come around to it. What about you? What do you think about Josh?
I like it. I go through phases though where I'm like, it's not an adult's name.
It's a child's name.
It is a child's name. And my real name is Joshua. And it's
that's
like,
an adult's name.
That's an adult's name.
It's a creepy adult's name.
But it's the thing of like, do you know why you were called Cameron?
Mum always jokes that I was named because she liked the name Cameron from Cameron Daddo.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if that's true or if that's retroactive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Where's Joshua come from?
My mum watched a TV show called Here Comes the Brides.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about three brothers, Jason, which is my older brother's name, Joshua, Jeremy. And my younger brother was going to be called Jeremy, but my dad's name is John. And so mum was like, oh, I don't want to have all J's.
Yeah, that starts to get culty at that point.
Yeah, and so then she named him Brenton. And I think, because on a country practice, there was a Brendan, but she thought, oh, I'm going to change it and do it with a T. I've seen Brenton.
So it was around. Just TV shows?
She watched a lot of TV shows. But Here Comes the Bride. I've never watched Here Comes the Bride, but I looked it up on IMDb today just to see what it was about. Mm. And this is what the first episode's about.
Mm-hmm.
After making a deal with Seattle's mill owner, Lumberjack brothers Jason, Joshua, and Jeremy go to New Bedford, Massachusetts to bring back 100 brides for the men in the town.
Oh, fellas, that's too many brides.
But that is, hopefully, if they were smart, every episode is a different bride.
Oh, so, we've got
100 episodes.
It's like Law and Order. Yes. Like it's a crime of the week.
Send them back. But because my parents are not religious, I had a teacher at primary school who thought they were because Joshua is from the Bible.
Yeah, I grew up very religious. And yes, I tell you, Joshua is a very religious name. And it's probably why I'm so deferential towards you.
I was Moses' assistant. But what we're doing today is we're talking our top five people who share our first name.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
So I'll start us off.
Yeah, go for it.
Now. When I say people,
oh no,
this is a character. Creative. It's a character, okay?
Okay.
So it's still a Josh. Everyone knows him as Josh.
I think I know who it's going to be.
We're going to the West Wing. Josh yes. Lyman.
Yes.
Such a good character on the show. Although I haven't finished watching the West Wing, so I'm not sure if he has a turn because his relationship with his assistant in 2022, like, goggles might not be as cool as it was back in the 90s and early 2000s.
I can't remember. Has he got a flirty, like, sexy relationship going on?
Yeah, they're big flirting.
They're banter.
And also a little bit of controlling who she sees. Like, when she gets a boyfriend, he's a bit funny about her having a boyfriend.
That's always a thing, isn't it? Even, like, even up through Mad Men, you know, like Don Draper being a bit protective of her. Peggy's relationships. It's a real male fantasy, I think.
I also understand this. I've had people who I know have had crushes on me and they get a partner and then I'm all like, what? But I thought you, even though I was with someone. Now this is 20 years ago I'm talking about.
But it was that thing,
going through uni going, I think I know they like me and then them getting a boyfriend going, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck am I?
Yeah.
Thought I was something special. Now, that's Bradley Whitford's character.
It is, yes.
Yeah, that's right. I remember now. God, I fucking love Bradley Whitford.
He's so good.
One of those actors who I'm stoked anytime he pops up on camera.
Well, I did read him, because he was in Get Out. He played the father in Get Out. Mm. And yes. Apparently that line where he said, "I voted for Obama," he was like, "Yeah, I think I actually did say that once." To Jordan Peele. So, yeah, it's probably why it's in there. Like, yeah.
I, over lockdown, my wife and I were, we hit this wall of things where we realized we've watched every comfort sitcom, you know, and we've run out of things to watch. So we put on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which yep. I'd never seen, the Copaganda sitcom with Andy Samberg. And it's mostly fine. It's mostly okay. Like, it's a bit lame in parts or whatever, but Bradley Whitford plays Andy Samberg's dad. And over six seasons, he's probably only in like six or seven episodes.
Yeah.
But they are the standout episodes.
Yeah.
He's just like a fucking funny dude.
He plays a real pilot. Actor. Great.
Yeah, real. Like, he's really fucking great. I love him.
So I would say those episodes are great. Also, even though it got a bit much, but the, when they've got a, what's it, they do the,
well, the Halloween heists.
The heist episodes.
They're always a bit of fun.
Which, although the last one, I didn't think it was that great. The finale. But trying times. It's like COVID. They're trying to make a TV show. It's too hard.
I get you.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch, it was a single season show. It was Sorkin's, the Sorkin show that you did before
Studio
the newsroom.
60?
Yeah.
No, I never watched Studio 60.
I've got it on DVD somewhere.
I'll have to.
I'm a bit obsessed with it. It's so funny.
I remember because someone was saying, I read this somewhere. This is not my theory, but someone was saying all these shows about sketch shows or when they're meant to be like these genius comedians and stuff like that never work because when they do comedy, it's not good.
It's never good.
And so these are meant to be the best like sketch writers in the world. And then you see the sketches and it's like, oh, this is bullshit. Which is why 30 Rock was good because the show was meant to be bad anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, 30 Rock is so funny because all their sketches are like a fart robot or something like that. But yeah, Studio 60 is, I think, a very special show that's worth tracking down and worth watching because they honestly talk so high and mighty about what they're doing as comedians and as artists and as comedy writers. And, you know, it's Bradley Whitford and Matthew Perry are the two.
Yeah.
They're the Lorne Michaels of this fictional SNL show. And they're both so good in it. And they're both very great dramatic actors. But then you see the sketches that they're doing and they're just like, you're not even like, you can't even get a smile on your face. They're so unfunny. It's like Sarah Paulson plays like the Gilda Radner of the show. And she's a great actor, but she's not fucking funny.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.